Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is April 11th, 1941, and the title is Ghost Town. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Out of dust and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger rides again. Mystery rider of the plains, the unknown hero of the greatest legend of the West. His face was masked. No one could guess the inspiration for his life and self-sacrifice. But everyone paid tribute to his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. Here was a champion of right against might, the symbol of American justice and American democracy, the Lone Ranger. With the Lone Ranger wounded and being cared for at Mustang Mag's, Missouri made a beeline along the trail that led from town. He urged his horse on desperately, raising a cloud of dust that hung behind the clattering hoofs like the tail of a comet. As he drew near the ranch house, he yelled,
"Hey! Hey! Mustang Mag! Whoa, horse! Whoa! Mag, where are you? I gotta tell you something.
I'm right here, you ornery no good Cackalumbus. Quiet.
But, Mag, gosh almighty, I had to come lickety split. I had to tell you. Mag, I spilled the beans.
You what?
Yeah, it doggone, it slipped out before I could stop it. Just rolled off the tip of my tongue.
You mean you let folks know the Lone Ranger's here?
Uh-huh.
You mean to say you let them know he's hurt?
Uh-huh.
Missouri, I... Did you say how bad?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I said he was hurt so bad he couldn't get up. Leastwise, not right now, that he couldn't even use his gun.
I might have knowed it. Your tongue is hinged in the middle and it's oiled with jabber root. Jabber, jabber, jabber all the time. Come fortunate for you that it ain't worse.
Mag, it is worse. The gents who heard me talk wasn't just ordinary fellas. They were... Mag, they were Kincaid and Trigger.
Kincaid and Trigger? Jumping Jehoshaphat, Missouri, those hombres are gunmen. Killers. They've been aching to get after the masked man since he had him put in jail in Albuquerque. Of all the people to talk to.
I didn't see them, Mag. They was down the other end of the bar.
And sakes alive, they'll be out here pronto. What are we gonna do?
That's why I rushed. Tonto's inside with him?
Yeah. Come on, we'll see what he's got to say. And keep your voice down. No sense threatening the masked man if we can help it.
I wore my brain plumb out all the way here. Them hombres are awful tough, man.
You couldn't think of nothing if you tried to do this.
I'll
close your mouth. His room.
What you want, huh?
Tonto, we got to move the masked man.
Huh?
Yeah, Tonto. Like a fool, I open my mouth in front of Kincaid and Trigger. They'll bring a gang out here.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
We got to hide him someplace, Tonto. For his own good. We could fight off Kincaid and Trigger for a while, but we couldn't.
Tonto, he's awake.
No, you not move. You hurt bad. You lay back. Rest.
I guess you heard his talking, huh? He did, huh? Yeah, no matter how bad hurt the ranger is, he's got ears sharper than a fox.
No, he was happy. You lay still.
Wait a second, Tonto. He's trying to say something. Go ahead, masked man. I got my ear right close to your mouth. What? I can't make it out.
Here, wait. Here's paper and pencil.
Him not strong.
You gotta let him, Tonto. At least he can put down a word or two. He's trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
I'll hold the paper for you. And here's the pencil.
You write a little bit.
Gosh, he dropped the pencil.
Oh, him tired. You lay back now, Kimasabi. Counterfeit arm, under shoulder. So you lay back.
Can you figure this right now, Missouri? It's awful scorchless.
It's a wonder to me he can write at all. He's mighty sick.
Him not think himself.
Last man, you got to rest. I know what you're thinking. Just because it ain't your house, you don't want to put us in danger. But we want to get you away to get you out of danger. You see?
Hey, Tonto, I got it. This your word. It's cave. Ain't that it, masked man? Cave?
Isn't that right? You shake head up and down.
Why, sure, it's the very place.
The cave in the side of the cliff. That's a humdinger. They'll never find him there. And it's nice and cool for him, too.
Isn't that good? We carry him now. We go plenty slow, Kimasabi. Tonto, make sure you're not hurt more.
Yeah, Tonto, and Missouri can help you. Yes, sir, let them outlaws come. They won't find the Lone Ranger. Not in this here house.
Yonder's the ranch house, but I don't see no sign of the masked man, Kincaid.
Oh, be low, Cole. You can't see through walls. He's in there. Follow me, you chance.
All right.
Looks like peaceful, don't it? Nice and quiet. Well, when we get started, we have more than...
What in thunder? My head.
Pull up them horses. Pull them up.
Oh, ain't that a fine thing? I'll be gone. It's a woman.
Look at my hair. He put a rifle bullet right through the crowd.
Well, mister, and maybe I'll do more than that. What do you mean, trespassing on my land?
Now, listen here. We come peaceably.
Ah, you needn't pull the wool over my eyes. I know who you are and why you're here. And I'll tell you this right here and now. You're wasting your time. You come on a wild goose chase.
I don't savvy her lingo. Do you, Trigger?
Not me. I got nothing but good intentions.
Stop, so won't do you no good. Turn tail and cover the road. Get!
From the way you sling language, I reckon you must be this Mustang Mag woman.
Why, she's better handling a gun than Calamity Jane.
Now, look here. In one more minute, I'm going to lose my control over this trigger finger. It will do the ordering for me, and you won't like to wait.
No, you don't.
Go in the order, it's come.
Hold it, Trigger. I'll get that gun. Give me.
You got it, Kincaid.
You can let it go now, Trigger.
Of all the mangy, low-down tricks, you sneaking scouts! This hombre grabbed my gun when I was looking the other way!
Sure! I reckon you won't stop us now. Come on, you gents!
Wait! Where do you think you're going?
We're going right into your ranch house. We're looking for the masked man. And when we find him... well, we all got guns, savvy.
Get up there!
No, Kimasabi. You lay still. It's nice, cool here in cave, huh? Time to find out about Batman. Missouri, you see outlaw?
They're just now going into the house, Tonto. I can see him fine and clear through this old spy glass. Reckon we got the masked man over here just in time. With the Lone Ranger's brains added to mine, we sure outfoxed them outlaws.
Empty barrel. Make plenty noise.
Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah. Reckon I've been talking too much, huh? Here's a spyglass, Tonto. Take a look for yourself.
Me not need spyglass. Me got sharp eye. And leave horse outside, huh?
Jiminy, you sure have good eyes. You and the masked man can see farther than an eagle.
We not leave anything in house?
Nope, all clear. We just made it, though. Mag held them up long enough for us to get here. He's all right?
Tonto hope so. It's trained, but me put on new madness and... What's that?
Tonto, it's the masked man. He's tapping on the king floor.
What matter, Kimasabi? You lay quiet now.
That's one of your own silver bullets you're tapping. You must be trying to tell us something, but what? Well, we ain't overlooked a thing with... Tonto, the horse.
Huh?
A silver bullet. Silver. We forgot about silver.
That's right. You see on your face, Kimasabi. You not worry. Tonto and Missouri, we fix. You come quick.
Oh, sure thing, Tonto, sure. Now, don't you worry, masked man. We'll get silver out of sight right now. Besides, them outlaws ain't even coming to sight yet. We got plenty of time. Where's that spy glass? Can you see Silver Donald?
Look, there. Silver in front of the house. There. You come, Missouri. Come on. Come out. Pull. Pull, Scout. Pull.
We get him, Silver. Donald, are you loco? Our horses are safe out of sight now in this cottonwood clump. If we head for the ranch house...
Let me see Silver, not bad.
Yeah, I get your point. But what are we going to do?
Me not wait. Me go.
Tonto, hold up. Steady there, boy. I got an idea. Maybe it'll work. Come on, let's head for the house.
You can look through every room in the place and you won't find the mask man.
Yeah? We ain't taking your word for it.
Oh, come on, Kincaid. We've got our own brand on this whole business. The mask man ain't here.
Okay.
We've been buffaloed by that Missouri hombre.
Anybody that would listen to that old goat. Why, everybody knows Missouri tells stories as long as his shadow are done.
Well, that's a fact. Trigger never figured that.
Well, nor me. Talk on, Kincaid. Let's get out front and head back for town.
Come on, Chess. The horses are saddled outside waiting for us.
Shoot out back. Grab your gun. Follow me.
There's no way. I can tell this fella anywhere.
Come on, Chess. This way.
Come on out. Oh, there you are.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I'm going to do my duty.
You old reprobate, what in thunder you yelling and shooting for?
Magpies, hombre, to trespassing on your place, ain't they? Well, don't forget, I'm the duly elected sheriff of this township, and I put them under arrest. You heard me. It ain't funny.
Now, listen here. We ain't staying around to listen to no tin-horn sheriff. Not one like you. With all the ruckus above.
Stand still. Stand right there. Don't you move less than I tell you to, Kincaid.
Missouri, what on earth are you trying to do?
Don't none of you hombres move while I'm consulting with Mag about the legal charges.
You answer me. You know you can't handle these bad men.
Hey, sure, Mag. I'm just trying to stall for time.
Huh?
Tonto's out in front. We forgot all about Silver.
What?
Yeah. And as soon as Silver's hid away, I let these hombres travel. I hope he don't take too long.
Now listen here, Missouri. We stood for your play acting for 10 minutes, but that's enough, savvy. Are you letting us go peaceable, or do I have to teach you in the bargain?
You're going to stay
here. Missouri, I decided not to bring charges again these fellas. You can let them go.
You're downright lucky for them, too.
Come on, gents. Our horses are on the front.
Yeah, it's been a hot ride and a hot day, and I'm plumb tuckered out.
It serves you right for coming on a wild goose chase. And good riddance.
Don't pay any mind to her. Where's my horse?
It's a good thing I got Tonto's signal. It all was clear, huh?
Yep. Once you come in, I knew Tonto had gotten Silver out of sight.
There they go. Don't trouble us no more.
We sure fooled them, huh? As long as they didn't get a look at Silver, the masked man's safe.
Kincaid, what's so funny?
Been laughing ever since we left that place.
Yeah. Listen, you hombres, I was laughing at them. They think they fooled us.
Well, sure they did. The masked man ain't there.
He is there. That son of Missouri's might have fooled the rest of you, but I wasn't so dumb. I looked out of the front window before I joined you out in back. I saw the horse. The masked man's horse, savvy. No, they didn't fool me. The masked man's there, all right. And we're going to get him, savvy. We're going to get him good.
Now to continue our story. With all of the excitement and effort, the Lone Ranger had become much weaker. When Tonto and Missouri returned to the cave, they had to work desperately to revive the masked man's failing strength. And while they worked, none of them realized that the danger was far from over, that Kincaid the outlaw had not been fooled, and that he would return to get the masked man. In the cave, Tonto worked long after dark over his sick friend.
How is he now, Tonto?
More water.
Here you are. Guys, if anything should happen...
No, more bandage.
Bandage, yeah.
I got it. Here you are. There ain't much more we can
you
do.
You hold this. You tie him up.
I'm holding the end of the bandage, Tonto. Silver, you quit stomping your hooves. Soon as the masked man gets better, we'll... Silver. That's all going to hide you.
Man, Tonto, look. The masked man's all right. He's opening his eyes.
Not good.
Silver. He knew it before the rest of us even. Yeah, that's right, masked man. You're smiling at it. Ain't nothing going to happen to you ever.
Meg's right, masked man. We need you. Everybody in the West needs you. And by thunder, there ain't a thing to worry us. Now that Kincaid's been fooled.
Yeah, I crawl around out there. Mustang Meg spreads smoother than a wolf after a rabbit. I see...
The masked man there, that's what I want to know.
The reason I come in so fast is not because anyone's seen me. I just got awful thirsty. Say, I seen that Injun Kincaid, the one that goes with the Lone Ranger.
Say, I reckon that proves you was right, Kincaid. If the Injun and the horse both are out there... Close the show and keep it closed. Now slim out with it. Is the masked man there?
Kincaid, he is. I as good as seen him, and I know just where he is and how you can get him.
Kino. That's what I wanted to hear. We'll head out there again just before dawn, the whole bunch of us. Come on, Slim, let's hear the rest of it. I want to fix my plans good so we don't miss.
I left my horse back on the trail and crawled as close as I could, Kincaid. I seen lanterns, savvy, but they wasn't in the ranch house. They was out near that cliff. There's a cave out there. That's where he is, see? It ain't a big cave. They're all like...
What's the matter with you, Missouri? You ain't said a word for the last hour. Masked man's all right. Tonto's fixed his wound and he's sleeping good. What's wrong?
Don't know, man.
First time I ever heard you say you didn't know.
Honest, I'm serious. Do you, hear anything?
Nothing but the crickets.
Me neither. Everything seems ordinary, but I got the funniest feeling that there's something wrong sometimes.
Oh, you and Tonto, you're both jumping.
Huh?
Yep, he come out here a minute ago. Sort of stood for a minute with his head in the air like a dog reading the wind. He went off that way.
I reckon the masked man's sleeping.
Yonder comes Tonto now. Tai.
Tai. Me worried.
Did you find something, Injun?
It's too dark. Tonto look, see nothing. But Tonto, not like...
Injun, you don't suppose...
Huh?
Are you thinking maybe Kincaid ain't been fooled the way we figured?
Tonto, not sure.
Great Goshen, that's what I've been thinking myself. Only I've been scared to say it.
What we do, huh?
What can we do? Gosh, I wish the masked man wasn't ailing. He'd be a match for them critters, easy.
Oh, masked friend. Him need sleep, him tired.
If we could only talk to him, he'd have some idea about how to outwit Kincaid like he did before.
No, him plenty tired. Him got to rest.
There's no way.
Tonto said no, didn't he? Besides, man, use your head. Gosh, here we're all getting jumpy about something that we just imagined. We got no proof Kincaid's coming back. All the knowledge we got is proof that he ain't.
That's right. Maybe so we worry about nothing, huh?
Maybe, but hang it all, we might just as well make certain. Tonto, will you ride to the county seat and get the United States Marshal?
Oh, that's plenty far. May not get back before sunup.
Oh, anyways, you tell the Marshal to bring back some deputies, too, if he's got them.
Yep. Kincaid and Trigger and the rest must be wanted for plenty of crimes since they last got out of jail.
Ain't nothing else to stop you, Tonto, is there? Will the masked man need any care we can't give him?
No. Him sleep good. Tonto give him drink, make him rest. Tonto go. Here, Scout. Me get Marshal. Get him here fast.
Maybe we're local, but it's better to cover your bet.
Me get Marshal. You not worry. You watch my friend. Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Hello. Hello.
Look, the blue blazes.
Open door. Open door, and this.
Turn away, Mr. Richard Sky. Keep your hands separate. Well, I'll be hogtied, Tonto.
He come for you.
I was pulled this trigger before I saw who you were. Something's wrong.
You hear about Lone Ranger?
Well, I heard he'd been shot somehow. He's all right, then. He's still a Mustang Meg's.
Kincaid. Trigger. They in town there.
Kincaid and Trigger, huh? Them sad wonders. They ought to be back in jail.
Mustang Meg, she worried. She think maybe Kincaid, Trigger. I get masked friend.
Why, Chevy, you want me to come, huh?
And bring deputy, too.
I'll be with you in a heavy sheet, Tonto. We'll roust out some deputies right soon.
You get saddled.
Get this right now. We'll hit back to... Tonto. How many minutes Kincaid got?
Maybe 10, 12.
Plenty, eh? Where you got the masked man?
Him and Cave near ranch house.
Kincaid and his bunch got the cave surrounded, Tonto?
Well, then, not there yet.
What, they ain't there?
That's right.
Oh, Chevy, it may be any minute or it may be never. That it? Reckon Mustang Mag was right in sending you. My horse is out back. Save time, you straddle scout. Head up the road about a half a mile. You'll find a cabin there. You bring those boys to act as deputies, and I'll meet you back here.
Me do it.
Here, scout.
Any better travel? It's almost dawn.
Get off, scout. Get off.
Yes, almost dawn. If there's anything to this, Kincaid, John, I know how that hombre will act. He always did like to attack at dawn. He'd be heading for that cave right now.
I sure wish Tonto would get back with the marshal. Masked man's resting easy, sleeping. Wish I could say he'd seen me. Oh, it's getting mighty close to dawn. Crickets have stopped chirping. It's a sure sign. Better do like Tonto said. Put another damp cloth on Masked Man's bandage. Funny about that Masked Man. If I wanted to, I could take off that mask. He's asleep and he'd never know. I'd learn who the Masked Man really is, maybe. But I'm not going to touch that mask. No, sir. Because that's part of the Lone Ranger. It's what makes him different, sort of. He's so good and so strong. He helps folks out. And oh, Mag, your old leather tongue. Yes, a good thing ain't no one around to hear you. Ain't like you getting sentimental. But I sure wish Tonto would get here.
Mag! Mag!
Missouri, what in thunder is it?
Mag, I see them. We guess right. The Lone Ranger's in danger. They're coming for him.
Stop gasping and speak out.
I was down near the trail, Mag. I got worried, man. I was waiting for Tonto to show up. Well, I hear hoofs coming fast. Then they slowed down and spread out. Mag, it wasn't Tonto and Marshall.
Kincaid.
Him and his gang, they spread out. They're walking their horses straight towards this here cave.
They know the masked man's here.
What else? Mag, what are we going to do?
If we could only figure some kind of fool them critters till Tonto gets back. Missouri for calling us here.
Yeah, but Mag, we better start thinking fast because they'll be coming right soon.
Help me up. Yeah, I can see the lighted lantern now. Blanket roll, taking the cave aways. That must be him. So, take my rifle out of the boot. I can wait close enough now. Give the boys a signal to start rushing.
Come on, hit the cave! Hide him down this way!
Kincaid. Come on out of that blanket roll, you.
I got my gun trained on him, Trig. Pull that blanket back.
Yeah, we got him.
In thunder, you here? Ain't nobody here. Kincaid, we've been fooled. Where's the Lone Ranger?
We want to know he's outside. Let that rock slide, man. Here it goes.
Two blazes are blocking the entrance. Come on, we gotta get out before they...
They're the ones doing the shooting.
Oh, that's right.
Looks like we got here in time. Hey there, Missouri, Mag. You can let up now. My boys will take over.
Look at him, Marshal.
Marshal, that sure is good to see you.
Tonto, we figured you'd never come.
What's that rough slide doing there? It's blocking half the entrance to the cave.
What's it doing? What's all going to hide, Marshal? Can't you see? It's keeping Kincaid and his band pinched right up tighter than a cork in a bottle.
You got bad men in there?
Yes, sirree. And every time one of them pokes his head out, we discourage him by shooting kind of close. Shabby?
With that rock slide to keep him from coming out, the two of us is able to do it.
Yeah, make sure they don't try nothing else for a long time. Adios.
Adios.
Where, Lone Ranger? Nothing happened to Lone Ranger.
Oh, bless you, Tonto. He's right as rain. Come on over this way. We took him out of the cave. Here he is behind this shade tree. He's still resting comfortable.
Now, me look. Me make sure.
Tai Kimosabe.
Tai Kimosabe. You all right for sure?
Last man, we got nothing to worry about from them hombres. Nothing at all.
Yep. I tell you, Tonto, and you too, Mag. If it wasn't for my lightning quick brain, that'd have been a different story. This here plan to get the masked man out and corral them bad men inside. If I hadn't thought of that in time...
Missouri,
That wasn't your plan?
Huh?
Of course not, Tonto. It was the masked man. He woke up. He heard us talking. And sick as he was, he figured out that scheme to trap Kincaid and the rest. Do you deny it, Missouri?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Masked man, I'm sorry.
We're friends. Nothing to be sorry for. Nothing.
I know you'd forgive me. And let me say this. It won't be long before you're right back in the saddle, riding Silver just the same as ever. And mighty soon we'll hear you say it again. Hi-yo, Silver! Away! Yes, sir. Just like it's always been.
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.